Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that start with the letter I. This half hour, we'll hear I'm, I've, and If. Well, coming up, the Supremes. Then we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, Jimmy Ruffin, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, the Four Tops, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and the Miracles. Well, coming up, a number 10 song from the Supremes, I'm Living in Shame. Well, much of the same crew that spawned Diana Ross and the Supremes' previous hit, Love Child, reconvened to dream up the Supremes' next smash coming up, I'm Living in Shame. Well, once again, they pushed the envelope with another slice of soapy social commentary. Well, I'm Living in Shame, which went top 10 in early 1969, was intended to be a follow-up song to that song, Love Child, but the idea may have just been too radical. Love Child had redeeming values, but it was uplifting. Well, I'm Living in Shame was really not uplifting at all. But we didn't think about that at the time, Diana Ross recalled. We wanted to capture the flavor of the first record, and we never even thought about the fact that the second one was a downer. Well, here is I'm Living in Shame, right here on Motown Memories.
Sloppy dress. Oh, no matter how she tried, she always looked a mess. Out of the pot she ate, never used a fork or dinner plate. I was always so afraid for my uptown friends to see her. Afraid one day when I was grown that I would be her.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I'm
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Well, don't you know I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him? Oh, baby, I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him? Oh, baby, Jimmy was your sweetie pie, your precious one. Papa told him things were looking down, and they packed up everything they owned and left this little old town. Each tear I dried for you, the closer our lives grew, I fell in love, it's true, and you say you love me too. But baby, I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than Jim. Oh, baby, the day you see his face again or hear his voice, I don't wanna be a loser. If you have to make a choice, like a puppet to a string, do you go?
With I'm Wondering, and that reached number 12 from 1967. Before that, I'm Ready for Love, Martha and the Vandellas, number 9 tune from 1966, and we started with I'm Living in Shame, The Supremes, number 10 from 69. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that start with I. Well, we've just heard three songs that started with I'm, and now Jimmy Ruffin. I've passed this way before. Well, quite frankly, Motown never placed much promotional muscle behind Jimmy Ruffin. Jimmy Ruffin recalled, "I think they just didn't like me personally. I'm outspoken. I wasn't part of a clique." Well, he was born May 7, 1939, in Collinsville, Mississippi, along with his younger brother David Ruffin, who also had a solo career, and they were raised in a relatively well-to-do environment. Well, their early musical pursuits permeated in Southern gospel tradition. Yep, they had choirs, solo, glee club, all kinds of stuff, said Jimmy. We sang in a family group, which was essentially my group, really. The group was called the Spiritual Triune Four. We were these kick-ass Jackson 5-type gospel guys, David and I, he recalled. And now Jimmy Ruffin, right here on Motown.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken, and as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
Still
Continue with Tom Fowler. Continue with Tom Fowler.
Motownmemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Four Tops with Ira Carpenter, and that reached number 20 from 1970. Before that, the great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You, and that reached number 10 from 1968. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin, I've Passed This Way Before, from 1967, that reached 17. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that start with I. Well, this half hour, we've gone through I'm, I've, and If. Let's continue with If, the Gladys Knight and the Pips song, If I Were Your Woman, from 1971. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips signed with the Motown record label in 1966, and Gladys recalled that when we went to Motown, we were very well accepted. I have to say, we were accepted with open arms, although we didn't get the top-of-the-line material at first, because most of the top producers, like that great team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, were with Smokey Robinson and some of the other guys like the Temptations and the Supremes, who had regular top-of-the-line acts. Well, we knew only time would tell, but eventually they started giving us material and allowing us to put our own creativity to it. And when we did that, we started getting some recognition from some of the producers and some of the better writers, because they were saying, whoa, take my song and fool around with it like you guys are known to do. Well, here is If I Were Your Woman, right here on Motown Memories.
If I were your woman and you were my man, you'd have no other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out, if I were your woman,
you were my woman,
and you were my man, she tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all,
nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
pick you up when you fall,
when she lets you fall. You're like a diamond,
shiny,
but she treats you like
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You can walk.
Motown at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We featured this entire hour, songs that start with I. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.